Marcia Stefanik is Associate Professor of Medicine at Stanford University. She's also Chair of the Steering Committee of the Women's Health Initiative. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
How does a woman weigh the risk of heart disease and breast cancer when she's trying to decide whether to take hormones to offset something like night sweats or hot flashes?
I think it's a major challenge for a woman to review her risk-benefit issues. I think that when we talk about hot flashes, if a woman's got very severe hot flashes, the relief from estrogen and estrogen plus progestin is clearly documented, whereas these risks are small for an individual woman, unless you're that woman. And so we always have the problem that we don't know which woman that will be. Our data relate to the population in the sense that we now recognize that about 1 in 1,000 women will have one of these events, a heart attack, a stroke, a blood clot, breast cancer, per year of use of these hormones. And this applies across the ages. So those risks sound small, but as you continue to take these hormones over time, those risks increase.
For many women, these are quality of life issues. The problem of hot flashes may not be terribly severe, but many women say, well, I'm taking hormones because it just makes me feel better. It makes me feel more like my old self. I have more energy. I have more. I have a better sex drive. These are the kinds of things that people are trying to weigh. And I think many women may be really afraid now that they're hearing, wait, this could increase my chance of heart disease.
And certainly that fear won't improve the quality of their life. We certainly don't want them to feel that this is a serious risk that is requiring urgent stopping of their pills. We would encourage every woman to have a serious discussion with her healthcare provider at this point and revisit why is she taking estrogen plus progestin. And I do want to clarify these data do not relate to estrogen only.
Now, as I understand it, also what's being recommended now is that women use hormones for a brief period of time, and I'm wondering what that definition is, because menopause can go on for a long time, as I understand, anywhere from 5 to 10 years. How much time should a woman stay on hormones?
Well, we really don't have the information to make a specific recommendation on that, and we're actually trying to work through our own data to see if we can come to terms with what it would be potentially a safe brief period. In that regard, I will say that the majority of women have hot flashes and night sweats for up to 2 years, and then after that it subsides.
Bottom line, we're at a point, it seems, that there are still a lot of questions that need to be answered, and that there is no correct answer to the question, should I use hormones? This is a choice that a woman is going to have to make, weighing the benefits versus the risks to her own personal health.
That's right. And what the important point of the Women's Health Initiative finding is that we now have a very clear picture of what those risks and benefits are. You're right. The bottom line is women have to make a decision about hormone use. I think the most important thing is that we are recommending that that decision relate to the menopausal symptoms, recognizing that that's something that's true of women 45 to 55 generally, and that when we start to talk about diseases of aging in women, we really need to be thinking of other strategies.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Marcia Stefanik is Associate Professor of Medicine at Stanford University and the Chair of the Steering Committee of the Women's Health Initiative.